Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 7th day of March, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Enrich Ively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 34 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 42 degrees and a low of 18 degrees and clear skies. I mean, it's sunshining out there and it's colder than the son of a bitch. Go figure. Wonder who controls that shit. We get hold of that person and have a little talk with them. All righty then. We'll be right back in just a second and we'll go over to the Ministry of Lies, alternate, controlled opposition propaganda. That was a big one.
Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, and off to the, what the hell do we call it, Ministry of Lies, alternate, controlled opposition propaganda. That was pretty big words. Biden considers tapping into U.S. Army budget to aid Ukraine. Well, of course he does. They won't give him, the first place, they ain't got the right to give our goddamn money away. They don't fucking represent us. The money's taken at gunpoint in violation of the fucking due process clauses in the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. But fucking, this is fucking become a sickening fucking corporate monarchy. This is all being run out of fucking England with King fucking Chuck. Somebody needs to fucking stuff and cuff that motherfucker and take him out to the fucking gallows and hang him. This is by Naima Harris, The People's Voice, and you can make some money on this motherfucking joint. U.S. President Joe Biden is reportedly looking for alternative ways to fund Ukraine as his foreign bill remains stalled in Congress. You're going to give me my, I ain't getting my cut. According to a report this week by Bloomberg, the U.S. government is considering tapping into the U.S. Army budget to provide Ukraine with the military it keeps demanding. Now, this used to be called what did they call it? Misappropriation of funds, because all the funds were appropriated through the fucking Congress. And for specific fucking reasons, you couldn't take and change, take the money out of this and put it over here, take it from Joe Biden, just write down his name and write a fucking check out of something that, I mean, they're not allocations no more. That was done under fucking William Jefferson Clinton, that treasonous son of a fucking bitch, with the grant program. We don't fucking issue grants in this goddamn country. You don't take my fucking money and give it to my fucking enemies through the grant fucking system. If you're supposed to represent me in Congress, if the whole fucking Constitution wasn't a lie to begin with, which it is, we didn't, the people never gave any goddamn power to the fucking goddamn United States, what was calling themselves the United States government, United States corporate fucking nation. It was not fucking ratified by the people, nor by elected representatives of the people. It has no fucking standing. The Bill of Rights is the only fucking law in this goddamn land, and it is the unalienable law of this fucking land. And fucking these fucking thieves cannot come to an individual free sovereign except as in their individual capacity to try to take one fucking cent. That's like 1933 when they took the fucking gold. They would do it lawfully. They would have had to take every single person that they wanted to take their gold, and a single person would have take them into fucking court with a civil suit or some kind of suit. If they just went in there saying, we just want his fucking gold, I guarantee you what the jury would have said, hang that son of a bitch, that fucking thieving prick outside the fucking courthouse. That's what they would have fucking said. Military aid, he keeps demanding. RT reports one of the sources told the news agency that a final decision has yet to be made. The sum reportedly sought by the White House is in the Pentagon reserves. We got stashed all over the fucking place. We've stolen everything you fucking have, you ignorant son of a bitches. And you know why? Because you've led us. It's all been fraud. You could stomp our ass and take it back anytime you want to, but you got to have fucking balls to do that. Pentagon reserves around $200 million is a small fraction. I love this fucking shit. The way I fucking live is a small fraction of the $61 billion worth of Ukraine aid President Biden has been requesting from Congress. The president will want, he ain't the president. This is King Chuck's fucking monarchical fucking representative. He's a fucking, I guess you could call him a fucking duke or what might have you for the United States of the Americas. But he's a corporate motherfucking piece of shit. He is no fucking president. He has no fucking authority over we the people. He's a fucking traitor. He's a fucking communist. You fucking name it. That's what he is. The president, no, not the president. The piece of shit, the shitty pants. But once again, urge legislators to approve new assistance for Kiev during his State of the Union address on Thursday. Bloomberg said the Senate backed the aid package last month, but it is now stalled in the House due to political infighting. I ain't getting my cut. That's what it all comes down to. They steal 95 fucking cents of every dollar that's fucking just fucking taken from the fucking people at gunpoint and handed over to the fucking Senate to give to their fucking buddies. You fucking thieving pricks, and every bit of it is fucking in violation of the Supreme Superior absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and we have the right to fucking prosecute it. We're at fucking war. We're supposed to be exercising our second article rights to fucking blow these motherfuckers' heads off. Hang them where we find them. Put them up against the fucking wall. They're prima facie of fucking goddamn enemy fucking combatants. Come on. The holdup in Congress is occurring at a crucial time for Ukraine, crucial for Ukraine. Fuck Ukraine. Shove Ukraine up your fucking ass, shitty pants. Time for Ukraine, whose troops have been forced to retreat from several key positions in Donbass in recent weeks. President Volodymyr Zelensky and other officials in Kiev have cited the shortages in ammunition and other equipment as reasons behind the losses on the battlefield. Fuck, you've been getting your ass kicked all the way down the fucking line. And every time, what happened to your summer offensive? That was well fucking funded by the Americans who can't afford a god. He put a roof over their fucking head, can't afford to buy a fucking house, own this goddamn place that is being fucking invaded by fucking foreign nationals who are fucking being handed our goddamn fortune that belongs to us, and we better fucking get to getting it back. We had the fucking right to do it, and we fucking are derelict in our duty in not doing so. That was a son of a bitch. Bill Gates finds inspiration in India's controversial digital ID program, and I'm sure he fucking does. India is a fucking bitch. India has no fucking goddamn, I don't know, liberty fucking goddamn in their souls. These son of a bitches are fucking like ants, like the fucking Chinese. They'll do what they're fucking told. They'll have their body parts fucking sold. I ain't not going to fucking talk about them. Fuck Bill Gates. He's a fucking criminal. He needs to be put up against the wall and a bullet put through his fucking treasonous fucking head. He's an international fucking criminal being harbored in the fucking United States by the international corporate mafia run by the fucking Zionist Israelis that fucking operates in this fucking country and is an occupier of this country. U.S. has approved 100 arms deals for Israel since October 7th to support Gaza slaughter. 100. Why you fucking people, you can't afford to eat. Or go eat fucking cereal for fucking dinner, man. It's really, Lucky Charms is better than chicken. I heard that the other fucking day. This is by Dave DeCamp, AntiWar.com. The Biden administration has secretly approved more than 100 separate foreign military cells to Israel since October 7th. I love the way they put this, military cells, since October 7th to support the mass killing of Palestinians. No, the fucking genocide. Not, it's mass killing, all right, but you, okay, that mass killing kind of throws the fucking focus off the women and the little children with their fucking arms blow it off and their legs blow it off, their little bodies fucking amputated and fucking goddamn cut on without fucking anesthesia or painkillers, you sick in the head motherfuckers. Of Palestinians in Gaza, the Washington Post reported on Wednesday. Continue reading. Did you really, Washington Post, you fucking cocksuckers? It is unclear how many of the cells are being funded by the United States. Now, this is what a cell is. So we're going to sell them fucking some F-16s. So three F-16s. Here's the money to buy them from us. I mean, this is how fucking goddamn in your face fucking shit stupid this is fucking got. Well, your military contractors, the people down there in South Carolina, if I were you, I couldn't sleep at night. If I was you, I'd stick a pistol in my fucking mouth. If I was you, I'd walk off the fucking job because you do nothing but fucking work to kill fucking innocent fucking people. You're sickening motherfuckers. You would sell your own mother on the corner for a fucking $2 a fucking fuck. U.S., but many could be as Israel receives $3.3 billion in annual foreign military financing, a form of U.S. military aid that gives foreign governments money to purchase U.S. arms. Well, that's kind of like giving them to it, ain't it? They don't have to pay it back. That's kind of, it's like the bailout in 2008. We borrowed the money from the fucking bankers who fucking caused the derivatives bubble. Well, they call it that. It was a goddamn fucking fraudulent scheme. But we borrowed the money from the motherfuckers who committed that crime, and it was a fucking goddamn gross fucking fraudulent fucking crime, and it was international. We borrowed the money from those motherfuckers. I didn't. I didn't sign anything. I owe you motherfuckers nothing. You owe me. But we borrowed that money from the motherfuckers to pay off their fucking fraud. They got all the properties back 100%, and supposedly now we owe them the money with interest. That's what we're looking at here. The U.S. sold, no, you gave them away. If you gave them the money to buy them from you, you think we're fucking children sitting in the kindergarten fucking, we're too fucking stupid to see the fucking blocks move? Only two cells have been made public, one for $106 million worth of 120-millimeter tank ammunition and one for $147.5 million and components needed to make the 155-millimeter artillery shells. The Biden administration drew criticism for the deals because they bypassed Congress. Remember, that was one of their big selling points in their lie, those Federalist Papers in the Congress that fucking created the fucking Constitution. It never fucking was. Congress will always have control of the purse strings. No, the fucking people were supposed to have control of their own fucking purse strings. The only purse strings, you cocksuckers, if it had been legit, which it wasn't because it was never ratified by the people or elected representatives of the fucking people, and you fucking know it. It's and we never granted you one fucking smidgen of fucking power. But had it been so, the only purse strings that fucking Congress would have had fucking any control over was for goddamn imports, tariffs. That's what they were supposed to run this whole fucking little tiny government. It ain't, it can never, we never, you know, we keep it small. It's just in case somebody comes and tries to steal your fucking rights away from you, tries to destroy your fucking Bill of Rights so that we can all get together and just destroy them. Lying motherfuckers. But you go and you read the anti-federalist papers, and by God, what they said in those is you got it right fucking now in your face. And you're at the point to where you can decide whether you're going to leave this to your fucking children and your grandchildren to kowtow at the foot of a fucking Chinaman, or you're going to stand up and fight like a goddamn man, like the man you're fucking supposed to be, like a fucking American, to push them through as quickly as possible. U.S. officials told the Post there that there was no public debate for the other 100 deals. Well, what the fuck the public got to do with that? We're not stakeholders. We're fucking property, according to their fraudulent 14th fucking amendment that we're going to shove right up their fucking asses that they've used to fucking invade our fucking country, trying to say if you can come and shit a kid out here, it belongs here. Well, that violates fucking international law. The kings and queens made sure that if one of their fucking higher ups, their dukes, their duchesses, or shit, whatever, shit out a kid anywhere in the world, it was a goddamn fucking British fucking citizen, a British fucking, it belonged to the British crown, and that's international fucking law. And then they come up with this 14th Amendment, never fucking ratified, fucking, and put through the process twice without starting over. When you, even in their phony fucking constitution, if they wanted to amend the fucking constitution, they had to fucking start from zero. If they failed, they had to start again from zero. Instead, because it was right after the Civil War, the states that wouldn't go along with it, well, they wouldn't put them under military law after they had already been put back under fucking civilian fucking law. And they fucking had military generals sign it. So it's all legal, don't you know? No, it fucking ain't. And it's up to us to shove that down their fucking throat, get rid of this goddamn fucking corporation, take back everything they have stolen from us, and hang the motherfuckers or put them against the wall. 100 deals because of the dollar value fell under the threshold needed to inform Congress, considering the vast number of arms sales in such a short period of time, making them low value was clearly an effort to keep the arms transfers out of the public eye. That's a fact. Then go grab that motherfucker and put him up against the fucking wall for treason. There is no guy. He's operating against the will of the fucking people. He is operating against my will as an individual free sovereign national. I want to take that motherfucker to court to fucking hang him for treason. Where's my fucking goddamn common law court, you motherfuckers? It's sitting there fucking without a goddamn judge on the bench, isn't it? That the first thing you did is unlawfully, in an act of fucking gross treason, remove the common law fucking courts that were the people's ultimate fucking jurisdictional authority that we could take you fuckers out anytime we wanted to. Now we have to go to the fucking second article. That's what's left. When they take your fucking common law courts, you go to that second article and you shoot the motherfuckers out of here. You kill them fucking dead because they're trying to fucking make slaves out of you, stupid asses. That 14th Amendment, that's all it fucking says, is that you're a goddamn serf. You're a goddamn, subject. If you're a subject, you're not a free man. You're a subject, and you have a goddamn sovereign, and it's King fucking Chuck. Always fucking has been England. We never fucking got no accord with them son of a bitches. It was just the goddamn elite in this fucking country, the same fuckers that the people grows up against April 19, 1775. The same motherfuckers that were the king's men. That's who ended up in fucking charge after they went over there into the deep dungeons of the fucking Masonic lodges there and got their knighthoods and what might have you so that they could come back and fucking those goddamn Americans, those arrogant bastards kicked our fucking ass. We can't allow this to stand, says Albert Pike. We'll sleaze our way back in. We'll slime our way back in because we can't whip their ass. Why don't you come and give it a go, King Chuck? See if you can whip our ass. We're ready for another fucking round, you bitch. President Biden is under increasing scrutiny for supporting Israel's genocidal campaign. I mean, just genocidal campaign. I said, what's it fucking take? All right, that's enough of that horse shit. Let's look at something else. 14-year-old girl walked into a private clinic in Quebec. She said she was trans and was given a testosterone prescription in less than 9 minutes. Well, yeah. What's your fucking point? Why are you fucking letting these fuckers live? Go kill the son of a bitches, and I bet they can't do that. 9 CDC officials caught taking huge bribes from Big Pharma to push mRNA vaccine. I do. What the fuck? What? What? I don't believe that. They're taking bribes to push the fucking death shot? I mean, they took money for fucking killing people with it. I knew that. I mean, you get to the hospital. If they could kill your fucking ass, they got like $3,500 fucking dollars to kill you and call it fucking COVID-19. It killed you and COVID-19 never fucking existed. They made money off of something that never fucking existed. Big fucking money. $3,500 a pop. Just call it COVID. You fucking died of a hangnail. You went through the window of a car in a car wreck. That was COVID. I mean, that's how fucking grossly fucking goddamn in your face it was. Of course they take fucking bribes. What the fuck? They're a part. What? Who in fucking government? Not government. I take that back. Who in this corporate fucking mafia does not take bribes? It's a part of the fucking game. This is like fucking Rome. Polk County, Florida, human trafficking bus reveals the U.S. government is flying illegal immigrant sex workers to major metropolitan areas for free. What do you think about that? Go look at your fucking deductions in your fucking paycheck and see which one of these motherfucking third world son of a bitches you're fucking a slave to, because you are a slave, don't you know? And this is I'd like to play it. The guy puts up a fucking, shows it straight to your fucking face, but it is a video. You have to look at that on the site. It's not anti-Semitic to stop bombing Palestinians. Protesters crash ADL award show honoring Jared Kushner. Oh, Jared Kushner? Oh, yeah. That's right. That's fucking Trumpy's fucking son-in-law, the fucking goddamn Jew boy that slept with Netanyahu when he was a little boy. This is by Chris Manahan, Information Liberation, the Anti-Defamation League. Award show honoring Jared Kushner was crashed by anti-genocide protesters who shouted, it's not anti-Semitic to stop bombing the Palestinian people. Now look over here. I think it goes into eventually. As I reported earlier, the Jewish Daily Forward said the ADL given Kushner an award was a way to signal that supporting Donald Trump is now kosher. Well, I don't know, Donnie. You better fucking look around, buddy, because your fucking kike fucking friends ain't doing so fucking well in the public fucking opinion polls that are in the streets. Not the fucking ones you take of the 10 or 12 fucking percent of the assholes who are fucking the traitors going along with you, these motherfucking goddamn Tory motherfuckers. It ain't them. You better look out across the fucking nation, motherfucker. You are the king of the fucking Jews. You're the king of the fucking people committing fucking. You're the king of genocide, son of a bitch. It's twice over because you put out fucking Operation Warp Speed to fucking get the goddamn biological kill agent that was proven that that's what it was created. The lab was there created was the kill fucking shot, and it was made for defucking population. You son of a bitch. Anybody stupid enough to fucking go along with this shit again. You deserve what you fucking get, but you're going to be getting it from us, you motherfuckers. We have had it with you. We've had it with your stupidity. We've had it with your fucking goddamn serving your self-interest, serving your fucking gold, serving your fucking silver, you pieces of shit. From the Jerusalem Post, ADL CEO defends choice, inviting keynote speaker Jared Kushner. Our next speaker is someone who I disagree with strenuously. He worked for a White House that I constantly, and we at the ADL publicly criticized in the strongest terms, and we've had more than enough phone calls, Greenbalt said, but I invited him to speak here. Well, because you fucking better. Greenbalt said he received calls questioning his choice. Part of the reason is because the ADL is not a partisan organization. He said, it sure as hell ain't. Another part of the answer is that we are living in an October 8th world, and I firmly believe that he as a Jewish community cannot afford to be divided. That makes more sense. Greenbalt said, we do have to agree on everything, but we cannot allow the partnership and the polarization that has poisoned so much of our society to poison us. Oh, you fucking right. You better stick together, motherfuckers. That's only secrecy and fucking goddamn sticking together and fucking being able to fucking cover up fucking crime. I mean, you talk about sticking together. These motherfuckers, if the American Nationals only stuck together under that fucking 10 articles of that Bill of fucking Rights, we would fucking slaughter these fuckers in a day. We can't allow it to do the same to us, because like it or not, we are all in this together. Yes, you are, and you will hang together. Greenbalt went on to call the Abraham Accords one of the most consequential foreign policy accomplishments of the U.S. government in over past 50 years. Oi, 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 fuck, yoi, yoi, yoi. You're only talking to, I mean, you're throwing this shit out there, like I said, for about fucking 10 or 12% of the fucking population. Nobody else, everybody else knows exactly what you fuckers are, knows exactly what you're doing. And sooner or later, that spark's going to hit, man, and it's going to be a fucking fire NATO across this goddamn country. You are all going to be held accountable. You're not going to be allowed to leave. We ain't worried about you running, because we're going to shut the airports down. We'll shut the goddamn ports down. Nobody's leaving until we're going to have to vet you before you can leave this goddamn country. We find INC behind your fucking name. You're going to head to the left fucking line, buddy. Because we're going to be looking up your ass, and you better not be involved in this fucking shit in any way. If you made any fucking cash off of this fucking misery that has been visited upon the American people, the individual free sovereign nationals who own this fucking country, if you stole one fucking dollar, you motherfucker, you will be put up against the fucking wall. And if you fucking voted in these fucking goddamn occupational elections, you will be put up against the fucking wall. You better go and fucking unregister, son of a bitch, because you're committing fucking treason and you know it. Documentation from Beit Hanoun, Gaza, and it just shows the fucking whole place blowing the fucking back to the fucking goddamn, well, into the third world. I mean, this is, it's complete and total destruction. Go look at it if you want. California moves to expand zero down interest free loans, home loan program to illegal immigrants. Well, yeah, we'll jump on that when we get back. We're going to take a break. We most definitely are going to take a break. Okay, we'll be right back.
I'm traveling down the road, my burden will Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Come on again.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. We appreciate your donations, and we do fucking need them. It's Henry Shiver. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shiver. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and that was Hogjaw with Get Some. No, go get some! Quit this fucking waiting around shit. Go fuck them up. Prove you got a fucking pair. Oh, what was it here? California moves to expand zero down interest-free home loan program to illegal immigrants. Fucking course they did. A controversial bill that would let illegal immigrants receive the same kind of home buyer assistance as U.S. citizens has advanced in the California state legislature, drawing criticism from those who object to granting perks to people who break the law by entering the country illegally. No, it's a fucking invasion. God damn, man, this is like fucking when the Germans went into fucking France, stopping and fucking, hey, man, anything I can do to help you there, buddy? Remember what they did with the bitches that slept with the enemy? Fucking cut their fucking hair off, cut T's in their fucking heads. That's what you fucking cocksuckers are in for. You people going along with this fucking shit. You better fucking know it. Anyway, was there a continue? Oh, yeah, here we are. Look a little more of this. It is intriguing. If it'll let us. If it'll let us. Yes, it will. The measure, Assembly Bill 1840, was first introduced in mid-January, and after several amendments in advance, it advanced last week to the Committee on Housing and Community Development, where it awaits further action. Assembly Bill 1840 would change existing law to allow legal immigrants, illegal aliens and fucking invaders. Call them what they fucking are, you weak fucking milquetoast fucking incorporated site. To allow illegal immigrants, no fucking goddamn illegal invaders. Fucking just flat ass invaders who intend to kill you and take every fucking thing you got, and you better understand it. To be eligible for the California Dream for all fund and which provides interest free loans for a down payment on a home for first time buyers. Fuck the goddamn Americans. Fuck fucking people who are paying goddamn thousands and each one of you people out there, when you get your fucking paycheck this week, look at that fucking monstrous fucking federal deduction on there and just consider yourself. This is what you are. You are a slave to a third world piece of fucking trash, because that's where your fucking goddamn money's going. It's either going there or it's going to fucking Israel or South Carolina. They get a fat on it. I mean, how you guys fucking sleep at night? Like I said, I don't know. But fucking sure as fucking shit, you're a slave to a third world motherfucking illiterate stinking piece of shit. The only way I can put it. Last week, as the bill advanced to committee after amendments, Mr. Armbula told the Los Angeles Times that historically ownership has been the main way people accumulate generational wealth in the United States. Well, fuck, they ain't even supposed to be here. They've invaded the fucking country. Of course they need generational fucking wealth. How about we fucking run their fucking asses out? This belongs to us. This belongs to our goddamn progeny, not theirs. We got to have balls to do it, people. The social and economic benefits of home ownership should be available to everyone. Yeah, every American national, you goddamn right. Everybody else better get the fuck out of here while you still can. He said, arguing that it's wrong to exclude people from the benefit of California Dream for All Fund program just because they're illegal, because they've come here as violations of the law. Because they've come here to take from the American nationals without due process of the law. They have broken the highest laws in this goddamn land, the only fucking laws in this land. They have usurped the fucking jurisdictional authority of the individual free sovereign nationals. Nah, fuck that. They should have this shit. And you should give it to them. You shouldn't fucking resist people. I mean, come on. They just want to bitter life. I mean, they just want to take your life. I don't know. They want something. They want every fucking thing. Free Walmart, man. Get out the goddamn shopping cart and get on the fucking trail. Some lawmakers expressed opposition to the measure as it moves closer. Some did. Did you really, some of you fucking cocksuckers? So that you could, I forgot, it's an election year. Some have to. Assembly Bill 1840 is an insult to California citizens who are being left behind and priced out of home ownership. I'm all for helping first-time home buyers, but giving priority to those who are here in our state unlawfully as invaders, California Senator Brian Dayhell, a Republican, said in a post on X, formerly Twitter. Oh, fuck you, X. You and fucking Prince. More details. California Dream for All Fund program administered by the state's housing finance agency provides loans for 20% of homes value, but to no greater than $150,000. Look at all the fucking Americans. I mean, working shit fucking jobs just to keep a roof over their, I mean, well, some of them ain't even got a roof over their head, living in their fucking cars. Can't afford to because there's just too many goddamn fucking, they try to act, oh, it's 40, 50. I guarantee you there's over 100 million motherfuckers, probably 150 million fucking foreigners in this goddamn country as I'm talking to you. That's why you can't afford a goddamn house. Think if you threw all them motherfuckers out. They would fucking, your rent would be nothing. They couldn't rent a fucking house. It'd be a surplus of fucking housing. Everybody could own a fucking house. Every American national who has a fucking right in this country to own a fucking house could own one, couldn't they? And when we take the fucking wealth back, they could own a house and have fucking a goddamn pocket full of gold at the same time. Because it belongs to us. Qualifying home buyers repay the loans when selling or transferring the property. Now, I thought this was for generational. They can use this to get into the real estate business, I just realized. And they, get one property, then you fucking go and you put it in hot for another property. And because you are a fucking goddamn illegal alien, an illegal fucking invader, a fucking goddamn low-life son of a bitch and third world piece of shit, you could buy another property, pretty soon they'll be coming up to your fucking door and telling you how the cow eats the fucking cabbage here in America because they own the fucking property. They'll be your fucking landlords. How do you like that, America? How's that going to do for your fucking balls? Property plus 20% of any appreciation in its value. Applicants who earn less than their county's area median income get a slight break, having to pay 15% of the appreciation. If a home doesn't appreciate in value, only the principal will be paid back, meaning the loan is technically interest fucking free by our fucking kids of people like me who've been here since before this was a fucking country. My people have been here before this was a fucking country. Pete, Mike's sons and stuff work hard and they're good at what they do and it's top professions. And they can't fucking, you can't afford to buy a fucking house. You can't afford to buy a fucking house because the interest is too fucking high. You can't sell a fucking house if you got one because the interest is too fucking high. They're strangling the fucking, what's left of the fucking middle class in this goddamn country. But these motherfucking foreign son of a bitch and bastards crawling, these little fucking rats crawling out of the fucking Rio Grande and coming into our goddamn country, interest fucking free. I guess you could really get into the real estate business if you could get your goddamn real. And that shouldn't, you know, that's one thing I never agreed with. There should not be no such thing as real estate fucking goddamn as a fucking profession. I mean, like the landlords of fucking goddamn Ireland. That's what it's become in this country. And they form the associations where they can piss on you. Where if they, you know, they fuck you around and you say, you ain't going to fuck me around. I'll sue your fucking ass or I'll kick your fucking ass. Oh, you didn't pay a fucking closing bill for your fucking goddamn electricity in a fucking another county in another fucking state. Well, you can't rent a house until you do. Boy, we'll see what you people fucking look like fucking when you're put up against the goddamn wall and your fucking brain splattered with a fucking shotgun. That's the kind of firing squad I'm looking at. The proposed bill seeks to amend Section 1520-523 of the California Health and Safety Code to include a subsection that reads, an applicant under the program shall not be disqualified solely based on the applicant's immigration status. You mean if they're a fucking illegal, unlawful fucking invader in my fucking country? Is that what you're fucking trying to tell me? This son of a bitch that are doing this should be put up against the fucking wall and shot dead for fucking treason against the American nationals for the United States of these Americas, because they are in gross violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. It's just like, these sons of bitches. Anyway, that's enough of that outrage, because there's plenty more fucking outrage to go. Okay, Chinese migrants are the fastest growing group crossing into U.S. from Mexico, and this is a fucking video, but I've been reading stuff about it, and fighting age men, you guys better get ready to fight these goose, because they're invading your fucking country, and they don't need to bring their guns because they have their comrades here to hand them a fucking gun, or they can, you know, give them a fucking $5,000, $5,500 check, and they go down to the fucking store and buy one without a background check. Just cross the fucking border, can't even speak the fucking language. But by God, you better fucking be able to pass that back. You better go there and plead and pay to exercise your absolute unalienable fucking right, right? Huge piles of Haitian gangs are arriving in Florida. DeSantis has Air National Guard helicopters trying to intercept hundreds of boats so they could repatriate them at sea. Good fucking luck. It don't matter. I mean, fucking, so you got a few fucking here, a few there. They're fucking crossing by the fucking thousands. They will soon outnumber you in your fucking country, and you're going to fucking regret it. When you go to fight, the longer we wait, the more of us are going to have to die to do this. You better fucking understand that. You're scared right now because you're afraid of dying. That's what it's all about. You're afraid of getting hurt. You're afraid of getting shot. You're afraid of being taken prisoner and tortured, whatever in the fuck it is. You're scared. You better get more scared every fucking day, because every day you fucking put this off is the day they have to entrench. Huge explosion rocks Zelensky's motorcade and false flag assassination attempt. Just in, police and National Guard have officially been deployed to the busiest subway stations around New York City. They're being tasked with checking bags and maintaining order after the massive crime wave around the city. They're seen here at Grand Central. And I watch this, and police state, I mean, you'd think he was in North fucking Korea. Everybody, now I'm going to look at you, and these people coming down the escalator. You know what? If you didn't have all this foreign fucking trash in here, our country was never this fucking way. I've tried to tell you people before. It ain't the goddamn land. Guatemala is a fucking rich land. Honduras is a rich land. Fucking El Salvador, a rich fucking land. Mexico, a rich fucking land. It's the fucking people. They're taking their fucking trash out. They're taking the people out of the fucking jails. They're taking their culls, and they're sending them here to fucking destroy our fucking country. You go back and look at the piss hole they left. Look at it. Now look at your goddamn street. Now, was that the fucking people, or was that politics, or what the fuck was that? Are they just fucking animals like they fucking are? At least 8 shot near North Philadelphia transit stop, police. Yeah. Get shooting. There's one I wanted to look at here, talk about, and it is a... I missed it. I got to go back up. I'm kind of trying to hide it on me because it is fucking cool. Rage against pedophiles. Former Australian Army Special Forces Lieutenant Colonel confirms the former Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison is a pedophile. Every politician is aware of 28 VIP pedophiles, and not one of them has mentioned it. They are protecting the pedophiles, and we'll go with this story a little bit, but there's in the middle of it, there's a video, and you watch the video and you watch this fucking man's eyes. He ain't fucking around. He's saying they're fucking pedophiles. We've talked about this before. How many reasons do we need? What reason do we need? Pedophilia ain't enough. This is by Truth Justice. He has risked his life, been there, and risked everything to bring his truth to humanity. He goes on to say, ring up Morrison and ask him if he is a fucking pedophile. Every fucking politician is aware that there are at least a list of 28 VIP pedophiles. Not fucking one of the has mentioned it. The government and the politicians are protecting the pedophiles, just like fucking here. But this, I got respect for this fucking Aussie. This motherfucker, I mean, he steps up, he's clear-eyed. And he fucking, American professional, I don't want to hear about the professional boxers. See what they did, this guy here, you go and you watch this video. This guy's standing, he's clear-eyed. He ain't fucking around. He's just, I don't fucking care. He says, we're at war. These are pedophiles. Kill them dead. Kill them. Kill them. And he fucking means it. There ain't many people that step up and do that. There ain't many people I have any fucking respect for. This son of a bitch I do. And they try to call him controlled operatives. Fuck you, he says. They're goddamn pedophiles. Kill them. We're at war. And then right in the middle of this, they throw in this boxer that they keep trying to, you know, you like this guy gets done talking and it's in the middle of the video and they throw in this boxer and this kid, he's talking about being tied up at Bohemian Grove and all this shit and everything. And he seems a little loopy, which he may be telling the truth. Who the fuck knows? But the bottom line is they're trying to associate this guy with him. This guy is clear eyed. He fucking, and I mean, he means fucking business. He means it. Fuck you. You're fucking pedophiles. These are goddamn pedophiles. We got to kill them. First guy I've just seen step up and just fucking say it. And he'll let you know the oppression you fucking face if you do it. He eats onions and fucking rice. So his kid, make sure his kids have fucking food. But this fucking man here, he's righteous, man. He means it. He's not a fucking cunt. He's a man. But like I said, they put this thing in the middle with this fucking boxer, and he seems a little loopy, which, again, like I'll say, he said he was at Bohemian Groves, and he was tied up and watched, made to watch pedophilia and all this stuff, and he don't give a fuck. But the thing is, he talks about, yeah, I've got all the evidence on my phone. Whenever I want to bring it out, you know, they're trying to make this guy that I'm talking about, the first guy you see up there, look like he's a dingy too, but he's not. He's clear-eyed. You look in his face. He fucking means what he's saying. He don't give a fuck. It's wrong. Pedophilia is enough for him to kill. Pedophile is enough for him to put his life on the fucking line. Pedophilia is enough for him to say, we're at war. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. And then they put this kid in there, like I said, this loopy, to try to associate him with this guy here. But fucking... The thing with the kid is, you know, he says, I've got it all. I can show it anytime I want on my phone, you know, and he looks kind of loopy. But then he tells you that all of his accounts are locked down. I can show you right now, but my accounts is locked. Well, you can't show nothing really now, can you? And it's all to throw aspersions on this fellow right here. This guy here has got fucking balls, and he stood up and he fucking said it, man. And it was cool to hear somebody else fucking do it. Made me feel good anyway. Rage against pedophiles, you bet, buddy. At least 8 shot near Philadelphia. Huge pile of Haitian gangs. No, we have to go up here and find one we ain't messed with yet. We already did that. I mean, I've been through them all. Well, we can do this and we haven't done it. 9 CDC officials caught taking huge bribes from Big Pharma to push mRNA. And this is like, duh. Anyway, we'll look at a little bit of it just for a minute. This is from the People's Voice. And remember, you can make money. Go join up with these fuckers. You can make money off all this guy. Don't be like that guy down there I was talking about, that Aussie. That's the only Australian I have any goddamn respect for. Don't be like him. If you come up here, man, you can play propagandist yourself. You can do a little, you know, take one fucking statement that's true and fucking then come down another couple of lines and throw in a COVID-19 that doesn't exist or a 9/11 that doesn't exist or some other kind of horse shit to fucking, and hey, man, vote for Trump. He's the best of the two pedophiles, by the way. Anyway, 9 new members appointed to the committee that advises the CDC on vaccine recommendations have taken huge bribes from big pharma companies to push the deadly mRNA vaccines, according to a new investigation. Another investigation. And what are they going to do to these people they have caught? Oh, I wouldn't want to be one of them. Would you? The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, is in mid-February appointed the new members to the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACP, which dictates U.S. vaccine policy. The Defender reports commenting on the new appointees, Children's Health Defense, CHD, President Mary Holland said, ACIP has long been a rubber stamp for any and all vaccine Big Pharma wants to push. But the brazenness of the HHS Big Pharma fusion has never been so much on display. I mean, they're telling you this is blatant fucking crime right in your fucking face, and nobody's going to fucking do anything about it. I go with the Aussie guy. The Aussie guy goes, there are motherfucking 30 fucking pedophiles. This is fucking war. Pedophilia is enough for me. I don't need 190,000 other fucking reasons to get these bastards. Pedophilia is good enough for me. We're at war. Kill them. Kill them all. Kill them. That's what you're going to have to do, people. You're all going to have, I mean, fuck these son of a bitches. Goddamn bastards who will not put their fucking personal wants and whims aside and get on that fucking page with those 10 fucking articles and enforce that fucking law, which takes care of all this shit. But then it doesn't allow you no goddamn privilege, does it? And you like that fucking privilege. You've been selling our fucking rights out for generations for fucking privilege so that you could fucking be the tall fucking blade of grass, huh? You got your gold, you got your fucking silver, you have much to lose because you have your fucking big goddamn parcels of fucking property. And when this is all said and done, we're going to sort that shit out. We're going to see what was taken from the American nationals without due process of the law and how it ended up in your fucking hands. And if you end up being a goddamn Tory, we'll catapult your fucking ass clear across that fucking ocean in one shot. Might just be skin and fire flying off you, but you motherfuckers are done. Get on the goddamn page. It's the only way we can save this fucking country, people. And you know it. You know what I'm saying is true. You can keep looking at 150,000 things that guy said. Pedophilia. That's a fucking enough for me, buddy. I'll kill these motherfuckers. And when the guy tried to come in, he said, fuck you. Fuck you. They're pedophiles. This is war. Kill them. Kill every one of them. And I agree, buddy. That's only Aussie I have any goddamn respect for that I've seen on the fucking net. Period. Anyways, I've had about enough of this shit if you have. We'll be back tomorrow with more shit. Maybe another cool person to fucking like this Aussie. That's fucking saying maybe more men will start stepping up that have fucking balls. I mean, this guy, he's admitting that he's being oppressed like a motherfucker. They hate his fucking, you get out there and you want to kill me, come give it a fucking go, motherfucker. I'm going to kill. You send your fucking boys in. They're not all coming out. I'm going to kill as many as I can fucking kill. You are the enemy. You are an enemy combatant. You've declared war on the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. The only fucking law ever fucking ratified by elected representatives of the fucking people, the only law with fucking standing, and you're in gross violation, and you're further violating it when you come fucking to fuck with me, and you will fucking die. And anyways, we'll be back tomorrow with more of this horse shit. Promise, and it's only going to get worse. That's a word from the trenches. Here I come.